You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
For this week's City Counselling, I caught up with Auckland Councillor for Waitakere, Shane Henderson, about the council's rolling out of food scrap bins and why this is important. I also spoke to him about the July 2023 annual progress report for Auckland's 30-year water strategy. When does Auckland Council aim to finish the rollout of food scrap bins?
Yes, sort of rolling through at the moment. And I live in Waitakere. We've just got ours in this coming financial year. And I don't have the details to hand, but I'd say by the end of next year, we'd be all sorted. And let me tell you, it's been so successful and so fantastic. The feedback has been really phenomenal about people minimising their waste and diverting a lot that was going to go through landfill and those kind of things. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about the rollout and we should be all done soon.
Why does Auckland Council see this as imperative to achieving Auckland's zero waste goal for 2040?
Yeah, so the most important thing is we're diverting as much as we can from landfill and from those normal bins. That's going to really help achieve our zero waste goal. We find a huge percentage of your rubbish is actually food scraps. You know, that creates that horrible bin smell and all that kind of stuff as well. So there's benefits for a household and benefits for the whole city. And yeah, people are really into it. They're taking their cute little green bins to the side of the road and yeah, it's fantastic.
How are the food scraps converted to bioenergy? And what is this energy used for?
I don't have the details to hand on that, so I don't want to kind of steer the listeners wrong on that one. I think I'd probably need to take a bit more advice on the exact sort of engineering process of all of that. But what I can tell you is the importance of it, which is pretty fantastic. And also that energy conservation is another huge goal for council, and climate goals are a huge goal for council as well. So those are sort of the reasons why we do it. I need to check on the kind of engineering of it. I'm not sort of say with that.
What does the July 2023 annual progress report tell us about how Auckland's water strategy is going?
Yeah, so the water strategy actually came into being before we had the huge floods, and it's been sort of an issue for the last couple of years for Auckland. We had a huge drought, if you recall, a couple of years ago, and that was the problem, was we didn't have enough water, and then at the start of the year we had too much water. So for all these things, we've got to look at the broader strategy around water, and also that we are, you know, taking as much as we need to and no more, and kind of looking into the future, into alternative sources, because there's certainly a desire among many for us to not take so much out of the Waikato River going forward. So what does that look like for Aucklanders? Does that look like kind of reuse and desalination? What does that kind of look like? So these are kind of the conversations we're looking at the moment. And that's kind of more of the long term. But, you know, in the short term, we've got to make sure that our water supply is resilient and secure.
Are we on track with our water goals, do you think?
Yeah, look, it seems to be the case, but there's a big test coming, which is in summer. We have some forecasted pretty severe hot weather, and look, I wouldn't be surprised if we're looking at potentially droughts or water restrictions in the future. We've had that in the past. So at all points, we're sort of trying to encourage Aucklanders to look at conserving your water as much as you can, while at the same time, there's no panic at the moment. The dams are fairly full after the huge winter we had. So it's kind of a wait and see and a watch and wait for Aucklanders at the moment. But in terms of our goals and our water conservation, I think we're tracking really well.
What would Auckland Council like to be achieving in terms of Auckland's water strategies in the short and medium term, say the next few years?
Yeah, in the short and medium term, we're looking at kind of the use of water as much as we can, trying to encourage conservation for Aucklanders and just kind of smart use of water, right? So we're metered in this city, so people pay per use of their water, and the more we kind of keep household bills down, the better, as well as that conservation goal. These are the short and medium terms, I think, for the city.
That was Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to me about the council's rolling out of food scrap bins and the July 2023 annual progress report for Tamaki Makaurau's 30-year water strategy.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.